An Ocean Apart by Sarah Lee, read by Deborah Michaels.
To my adventurous, courageous mother Marjorie, and other Windrush Generation women who dedicated their working lives to caring for others.
Chapter 1. Connie. 19th of February 1954, somewhere in the mid-Atlantic. There was a ping and clatter of metal against wood as Connie Haynes snatched her tweed coat from its hanger. Throwing it on briskly, she grabbed at the cold brass door handle to escape the claustrophobic confines of the cabin she shared with her sister Ruby. "I need some fresh air," she said, desperation dulling her tone. Ruby glanced up from the House and Home magazine she had picked up in the ship's library. It was well thumbed after being pored over by countless passengers, each searching for a first taste of their end destination. But its smudges, creases and torn pages hadn't dampened images of British life for Ruby.
"You know, we're going to have to learn to knit and make jumpers to keep warm in England. It says you can buy wool for this pattern in Woolworths."
Ruby's cheery chatter chased Connie from the room.
"They don't sell much wool in shops back home,"
Ruby chortled. But her frivolous last words stuck in the door jamb as her 22-year-old sister made for the deck of the ship.
"Will she ever stop licking her mouth about how wonderful everything will be?"
Connie was looking forward to the ship reaching England just as much as her 19-year-old sister. But today was the last day of their 3-week sailing, and the sun-filled skies Connie was familiar with at home in Barbados had long turned grey. It was as though someone had turned out the light, leaving them in a constant semi-darkness. And these gloomy seas were now a reflection of Connie's mood. She staggered and bounced off the walls of the corridor. The Atlantic was building up to yet another stormy day, turning Connie into a drunken sailor. Fighting against the force of the wind, she used all her strength to slowly prise open the door to the outside deck. It greeted her with a powerful blast to the face that stung her skin, instantly making her eyes water and blowing her neat curls up and back into a scarecrow-like mop. Pulling up her collar to shield her neck, she persevered, despite other passengers taking advantage of the door she had left open to race for the warmth of the ship's interior. But Connie was impervious to the numbing gale, oblivious to the other passengers who converged into a river of dark winter coats, trilby hats and the odd bright headscarf who flooded into the ship. The SS Sorrento swayed and reared as waves crashed upon the bow. Water was thrown high up onto the deck, forming salty streams that raced to the back of the ship. Connie felt equally unsettled, emotion churning deep inside her like the swells in the Atlantic below. There was definite excitement. They would soon be in England, but it was being smothered by something else. Apprehension was natural, their father had told them both before they had left home, and Connie remembered Ruby beaming confidence back at him. "She doesn't know what apprehension is." Connie considered her younger sister for a moment. The almost childlike enthusiasm with which she greeted every decision, every action. She could be so flighty. And yet Connie smiled, wishing in that moment she could be more like Ruby. After all, if it weren't for her sister, Connie wouldn't even be on the ship, a new chapter of her life being written as the Sorrento charted its course across the waves. It was Ruby who had picked up the leaflet explaining that Britain was looking for its Caribbean citizens to train as nurses.
"The National Health Service needs us. They're looking for people to go and help. We should do this."
She had a seize-the-day urgency in her voice. They weren't exactly pioneers. Connie wasn't sure she would have wanted to be one of the first to go to England. In recent years, a lot of people she knew had packed up and left Barbados to make their way to the motherland. First, there were the ex-servicemen, like Devon Grant, and Connie remembered her awe when she heard he was leaving for England. The Grants and Haynes families had been close ever since the Grants had arrived 16 years earlier, building their blue chattel house on a vacant plot around the corner from Connie and Ruby's home. When Devon left for England, that wasn't his first time sailing across the waves to Europe, but this time it was different. He wasn't going to just fight along.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?